Hi, welcome everybody to the use case realization call from March 22nd. Today, Zhu and James are going to be giving a talk overview and demo on PNF software upgrade. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop sharing.
Ben, can you...
Oh, sorry. Whoops. I need to give... Okay, there you go. Okay.
Okay. Can you see my screen?
Yeah. Maybe you want to go full screen mode. Presentation mode.
Okay. This is a slide I'm using in the DDF meeting. Just update a little bit. So first, I want to make it clear, this is a slide deck try to present the XNF software upgrade procedure in ONAP. It's not only limited to PNF. So Ben, I just want to make sure that we have the same understanding because I see-
I should update that. Yes, sorry, I'll put XNF. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So first, I just want to show what's the roadmap for the XNF software upgrade. In release A and B, there was a VNF in-place software upgrade procedure deployed by AT&T, I think. At that time, it was an Ansible-based procedure using FC. So the whole procedure right now is already out of date. And I think they continue to enhance it even in release C as well. But the whole thing was almost ready by release B. Then start from release C and continued in release D. Yao Guang's team was joined and they proposed some kind of PNF software upgrade procedure. But by end of release D, they didn't complete everything. The procedure they introduce is also Ansible RCM API based, which leverage what has been deployed from the VNF software upgrade procedure. How to use? Oh, it's here. So this is what they basically leverage what has been deployed from release A and B for VNF. They just adapted into PNF with certain enhancement to support a PNF software upgrade. But they didn't do any work in SO. So there was no SO workflow to support the upgrade. What they did is only the Ansible adapter in SDNC. So this is release C and D. Then start from release F. We introduce some complete PNF software upgrade procedure. And this procedure supporting three different scenarios. And we have SO workflow, and we also implement SO decision trees. So in order to distinguish which scenario you want to use. So the three scenario we have is that we have the direct netconf young interface with PNF and using CDS API. And the second scenario is this is from Yao Guang's team that they still want to reuse what they deployed in release D using Ansible protocol with external management between the ONAP and PNF to support a PNF software upgrade. This is still using the legacy Ansible RCM API. And the last scenario is also from Yao Guang's team. They want to use a netconf young interface, but the procedure is same as the second scenario. I have one more slide to describe the detail of the three different scenarios. So this is what we have in release F. By end of release F, we have a complete PNF software upgrade procedure in SO, and you can use it to do any PNF software upgrade. Then in release G, we continue the deployment. So what we did is that we have a XNF software upgrade procedure with schema updates. So this is a generic SO workflow, which is supporting not only the PF software upgrade, but also updating the schema modeling inside the ONAP. So this including a generic workflow, the SO level workflow, and also a generic PF software upgrade workflow and APIs. So this is release G. Release H, we just did additional enhancement to make this generic PF software upgrade workflow more complete. So we add this software version at onboarding and also SO catalog. We also support SDC Caesar upgrade with multiple XNF in a service template. And what is not complete, this schema update, what is not complete is this VNF part. In release G, it was Orange team tried to deploy it, but they didn't complete it. They said they tried to finish by release H, but they didn't do it. So now this one is not incomplete and it's supposed to be complete in future releases. Okay, so this is a whole picture of the roadmap. Any questions?
Yeah, so just a couple of questions. So the basic overall concept is that you're having ONAP work with either PNF or VNF to be able to update its software. And it looks like in release F, there's sort of two major ways to do that, either with Ansible or with NetConf, with two different teams developing each method. One, the Yaguang's team developing, I guess, the Ansible method, and mm-hmm. You guys developing the NetConf method. And then it looks like it kind of comes together maybe in release G, where you have a generic, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's a sort of generic PNF software upgrade workflow in SO that can interface with both of the methods. Is that right? Or
yeah. This service level workflow can work with both upgrade methods. Also is supposed to also work with VNF upgrade methods, but we didn't do the VNF part yet.
I see, great. Okay. And so then the next steps are you're enhancing kind of what's there to make more complete support for VNFs in these upcoming releases.
Yeah.
I see.
Correct. Okay.
So I got a question here. For release F in Frankfurt, I assume this is for a PNF software upgrade, right?
Yeah.
So for the first part, I mean, using the direct NetConf interface with PNF using CDS, CDS directly communicate or interfacing with the PNF. But the second bullet and third bullet, is it going through an element management system?
Yes. You have external management system.
So CDS interact with the element management system, and then the element management system will do the upgrade.
Correct.
I haven't seen that documented in the wiki page or any use case related to that. Do you know if
there is in ResoDoc there is a section talking about. But it's very high level. It doesn't have a detailed information, but it has a section talk about it.
Okay.
If you want, I can send you the link later on.
Yes, please. Thank you. I'll reach out to you.
Okay. So if I can move on. Okay. So this is a XNF software upgrade use case. So we see there's two different use cases. The first one is just we upgrade the software version inside the XNF. But in the ONAP side, there's nothing changed. Okay. The second case is that you have the software upgrade in the XNF. In addition, the ONAP also changes the templates inside the ONAP. The difference is that the new software inside the XNF may introduce some new counters, alarms, or new features. If you don't change the model inside ONAP, ONAP doesn't aware of it. So if the XNF send some kind of new alarms, ONAP will not recognize it. And then you're unable to use the new functionality provided by the new software version. And this one is providing that capability for the ONAP to change their template so they can make use of the new functionalities. So both cases are needed in the ONAP environment, because if you have a small software version change, which may be just bug fixing, in that case, you don't need to change anything in the ONAP. You just upgrade the XNF to the new version. But if you introduce a major software version upgrade, which introduce additional functionality in the XNF, then for sure you need to update ONAP template in order to make use of those new functions. So now after release G, we support this one. Release F, we support this one only, but the release G, we start supporting this one. Okay, so that's the difference. And if we move on to this one, this gives a little bit of details of the first case, which is supporting this software upgrade in the XNF only. So we have the PF software upgrade. This is so-called in-place software upgrade scenario. We have ABC, which A is that you have the SO building block, talk with the CDS client, which talk with the CDS blueprint, and talk with the NetConf Young agent, which will talk with the PF directly. This is NetConf Young interface. Okay. And the second scenario is using Ansible. This is a legacy RCM API. So it will talk with legacy RCM API client, which will talk as either with AppC or SDNC, which will talk with using the Ansible adapter to talk with the Ansible server, and Ansible server talk with external management system, then to upgrade either VNF or PNF. So this is the second scenario. And the last one is using NetConf Young. It's only the first part is same as use case one, but the second part is they start talking with from the NetConf Young agent, they start talking with EM, then upgrade the PNF. So this is a PNF software upgrade scenario, the three scenario we have. And then the VNF software upgrade, this is from the legacy. So the legacy one is using the AppC-based VNF software upgrade procedure. This is using the SO, talk with the RCM client, and talk with the AppC, and using this adapter to upgrade the VNF. The new one, which was planned for release G, but didn't implement it yet. This new one is try to use the CDS path to using NetConf Young to upgrade the VNF like this, but it didn't implement. So this is the current status of the single software upgrade procedure. Okay, any questions?
Yeah, just a quick question. Are A and C supported simultaneously? How does it figure out which path it should go down?
You mean controller selection, or you mean the API selection?
Yeah, so you have
we NetConf. We have two selections.
So you have NetConf. You know you're using NetConf. And in the blueprint, does it?
No, protocol selection is not a big deal. Okay. The big deal is that first you need to do this API selection, then you do this controller selections. Mm-hmm. So we have some kind of decision tree inside the module, the PNF module. When you do the onboarding SDC, it defines that for this type of PNF, I want to use CDS with SDNC.
Ah, okay. That's what I was kind of asking. Okay. Yeah. And then the other thing is when you work with the EM, the element manager, mm-hmm. how does it know to not use or not use the element manager? Is that also in the design time?
Because this EM one is, there's a two case, either use CDS or using latency RCM. Mm. For the latency RCM, you need to give the input parameter when you call this workflow. So it's quite complicated. If you look at the workflow, they have multiple lines of input parameter to inform this Ansible adapter which one he needs to talk with, either PNF or is EM.
I see.
And for CDS, it's much simpler because for CDS, you can define that parameter in SDC. So at onboarding time, you can tell that for this type of PNF, I want to use EM to for this upgrade, or I want to use the direct path for the upgrade.
I see.
Yeah.
And what if, is there any case where you have, I guess, so for all of a particular kind of PNF, you can't mix and match. It must use either the M or it must use direct path, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if I move on. So this is a workflow we deployed in SO. We have a PNF health check workflow. We have a preparation workflow, which only contains pre-check and the downloading. And we have the PNF software upgrade workflow, which contains pre-check, downloading, activation, and the post-check. For VNF, they only have three boxes. They have a pre-check, upgrade, and the post-check. And the reason we have two separate building blocks in PNF is that PNF is slightly different than VNF. The PNF can be located in anywhere in the network. So downloading can take time. So you don't want wait for hours for the downloading, and then you're running out of your maintenance windows, then the activation becomes tricky. So that's why we have this preparation workflow, allow the operator to download the software at any time he wants. And then when the maintenance window comes, he can just run the upgrade. So that will save some time for the operator. And with this workflow, this workflow can be customized. So this is generic one, which we put into SO, but actually the operator can change this workflow as he wants. So for instance, he can extend the software upgrade workflow by adding additional building blocks for traffic distributions or migration, whatever he wants.
Or license activation.
Sorry?
Or license activation also. If, for instance, I want to do an upgrade and to activate a specific feature, for instance,
yes,
which requires a license.
Yes, but the license is a separate story. Because for different product, they may have different license model. Some product, for instance, they may have the license model inside the XNF box. So which when you do the activation, it will check if I have the license or not. If it's not, he just returns it, sorry, I don't have the license. So it's really up to the product implementation today. So that's one, okay, that's one side. Another side is the building block is XNF dependency. So each building block is mapping to each different control loop blueprint. And the the CDS blueprint. And the CDS blueprint is onboard at SDC at the design time. So which means in the download, for instance, the download procedure for different PNF, it can have different procedures. And the blueprint itself is per XNF type basis. Okay. And also this XNF protocols, data module, actions is managed by the blueprint itself. So even this workflow is generic in defined in SO, the executions on a particular XNF type can be different. So this is a extended part of this workflow. Okay, any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. So suppose there are two different people that are doing this over different periods of time. and let's just say I've got a, you know, PNF number 102. So somebody does the PNF preparation of PNF 102. So he does the pre-check and does download any software building block. And then a different person, a different operator, different technician comes along and executes the PNF software upgrade on PNF 102. But it also has a download any software building block. Will the building block know that I've already done that part of it on PNF 102 and I don't need to execute that again? Or is that managed somewhere else? Is there some detection, or maybe in the pre-check it checks you already have the latest version, you don't need to do this piece and it skips that building block? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I like it. In each building block, the detailed steps inside the building block is defined by the blueprint. But we have a generic requirement for each building block. For instance, it's downloading. It defines that if the software is not available in the XNF, you start doing downloading. If it's not available in the XNF, you don't do the downloading, just return back, say downloading is complete. So even the first guy did the downloading early, the second guy start running the upgrade, it will still call this download building block. But when the message sent to the XNF, the XNF just check, I have the software. Yes, let's response back, say the software is already available. I will not do another downloading.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. And the same thing for the activations. Okay, I didn't explain the detail of the activations. The activations also has a working assumptions, okay? So the working assumption is that if everything goes well, after this activation, the PNF supposed to be running the new software versions. If something goes wrong, there's auto fallback. That auto fallback can be taken care of by the blueprint or by the node itself. So when it's failed, it failed to the old version. So this is a working assumption.
Okay. So I have a question.
Yeah.
I mean, while doing the upgrade, are you considering, for instance, switching traffic to another node? Let's say you have two nodes handling traffic. I don't know. I mean, core or radio that are handling traffic. So you want to do an upgrade on one node. So you switch traffic to the second node. Yeah. And then once you finish the upgrade of the first node, you switch back the traffic again. Are you covering this part also, or just upgrade without considering the traffic?
This workflow doesn't consider any traffic migrations. That's why at the beginning I mentioned that this can be extended to add those things. Because this building block here is only taking care of the upgrade itself. If you want to take care of the traffic migration, you need to add additional building blocks before the upgrade and after upgrade.
Because I remember in Dublin release, we have introduced in the LCM, we have introduced this traffic migration.
That's
for
VNF.
That's for VNF, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for VNF. But the work we did in the PNF software upgrade, we try to simplify the procedure. So we want to make the upgrade function works first. Then after that, you can add additional building blocks to take care of traffic migration. So this is more like a foundation of the upgrade.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I can move on. This is a slide I try to compare with this ORAN requirement. So ORAN has defined a couple of requirements. They have the software inventory, software downloading, activation pre-check, and activations. So and inside each box, they have a detailed requirement to make sure that each functionality works fine. And I try to compare with our building blocks. So we have pre-check, we have post-check, which is not defined anywhere in the standard. But we have downloading activations. So if you look at the inside this descriptions, this basically matches this inventory and the downloading box. And the activation in ONAP is matching to the pre-check and activation building blocks. So this matches exactly the same thing. The only difference is this functionality is implemented by the blueprint. Okay, so whatever you want to add more functionality into it, we can easily extend those building blocks. Okay.
So I have a question. Doesn't in the ORAN case in the third box down, the software activation pre-check confirms that the PNF is in good state to activate the software. That combines the activation pre-check with the activation to check that you can activate it. And I guess ONAP, that's kind of happens at a lower level than ONAP kind of cares about, or does it also kind of have a pre-check activation, or is it in the already assumed in the pre-check piece, the salmon colored box one? No.
No, the pre-check we have here is only to check the PNF box itself is healthy.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't check the software version.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one they want to check the download software from
happened
the pre-step
okay.
Is in the slot and can be active.
Can be activated. Mm.
Yeah. This is just one small step inside the activations.
I see. But you kind of do that piece also in that building block.
Yes.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay. So this is a little bit of details.
Another quick basic question. The blueprints are defined in design time in the CDS, is that right? So a designer in design time knows the sort of boxes that he's going to be working with and can import the appropriate blueprints for software upgrade at that time for all the different XNFs that he's going to work with, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and yeah. Is there a different one for different boxes with different releases, or is there just one for different boxes, do you think?
What do you mean?
So like,
box?
You know, I need to work with a Huawei or Ericsson kind of PNF model XX, you know, model 2000, mm-hmm. You know, just some model, right? Model XYZ.
Yeah.
And for that particular type of PNF model XYZ, do I need to design a different blueprint for major release 10 and major release 11 and major release 12, or do I just need to design a basic blueprint for, you know?
I understand your question. Let's take an example. Let's say Nokia, Genovi.
Yeah.
Okay. You have version 1.0, you need to design the blueprint completely based on your data model, because your data model is different than Ericsson data model.
Mm.
So you have to do it based on your data model to do it. When you come to 2.0, let's assume you have the same data model, but with some extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, you don't have to redesign completely your blueprints. You just need to extend it a little bit.
I see.
Extra data model, you just add that into your blueprints.
I see.
But if you have a complete new data model in your 2.0 compared to 1.0, then it's a different story.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. If I move on, this just give you a little bit of details of the software upgrade procedure. So this is an example of upgrade a single PNF instance without schema updates. So this is for the simple case. And the box on top of here is the preconditions of the upgrade. This is everything before upgrade. That you have the package on board, you create the resource inside SDC, then you also upload the CDS blueprint here, and then you create the service template with this resource instance inside, then you do distributions, then you have the service instantiation procedures, the plug-and-play procedures. Then at end of this procedure, you have the PNF up running, and inside the ANAI, you have one instance created. which is a service instance object A contains one PNF instance ID 1. So this is a precondition. And then at a certain point, a new software version is ready. And in that case, the vendor just delivers the software image to the operator, which operator just uploaded into SFTP server. And then at a certain point, the operator decides to do the upgrade of this instance. So he just needs to select the workflow that I showed earlier, and then select the target software version and the PNF instance ID. This is the PNF instance ID. And then he starts to trigger the workflow, which the workflow has four building blocks here, the pre-check, downloading, activation, and the post-check, and which will trigger the NetConf young to talk with the PNF. And at a certain point, this downloading that the PNF will retrieve the image from the SFTP server. And once the upgrade is complete, the workflow will also upgrade an AI entry. This will change the software version inside the entry, but nothing more than that, just the entry. So by end of this upgrade, you will see that you have this the template distribute from the design side. And even you change the software version inside the ANAI, it's still pointing to the old templates. This is assuming that this new version of the image doesn't introduce a major change of the software functions, okay? And if I show the another one, this is service level upgrade. Still, this is a single PNF resource. So the precondition is exactly the same as the previous one. So you have a single PNF inside the service template, and you have the plug and play, and it's up running. At a certain point, a software image is ready, but with this function that you need also, the vendor, you also need to deliver a second package. The second package will including the new descriptor and the new artifacts. This new artifacts will contain the new CM or PM or whatever new function defined here. So this will provide to the operator, which the operator need to onboard the package and update this resource which created early. So he also at same time can update the CDS blueprints at the same time. And then he will update the service template with this new resource template. So you will see the resource name is same, environment UID is same, it's just the version is different and the artifacts is different. And service template has been changed to the new versions, but the environment UID, everything is same. Then you do the second distributions. At a certain point, the operator decided to do an upgrade. It will need to select an existing service instance. This time it's not selecting the PM. It needs to select the service object and also need to select the target service template version. This is referring to this guy, but this UUID version. And also need to select the service upgrade workflow. Okay, so in this, and once this is triggered, this upgrade will trigger this workflow to upgrade the PNF, and at the end, it will update the ANAI entry. So this update will not only update the software version, but also update the model version ID in the PNF and the model version ID in the service template. So this is a service level upgrade. It's, by end of this upgrade, you will see in the ANAI, this entry is pointing to the new template distributed from SDC. So then as a result, the ONAP can using the new onboard artifact to manage the XNF. Is there any questions?
Sorry, Martin. Yeah, you can go.
No, go ahead. You first.
Yeah. I was just wondering. I'm actually this question maybe to Ben or to you also. I mean, to consider, let's say I am doing a PNF software upgrade for a GNode B or for a DU, or and there is a Yang models update, a new version of Yang models. I was just going to ask you to consider CPS to update the existing CPS data Yang models. I mean, in the future, I know that the CPS team they didn't consider yet this feature yet. I think it's coming in upcoming subsequent release. So where when you onboard your PNF package, there will be a bunch of Yang models files with a new version. So I was just thinking maybe because here you are updating ANEI, but in future maybe you can include CPS to update the existing CPS Yang models.
Well, I think that gold arrow with the distribution, I believe that's a service CSAR package coming out of SDC, and basically CPS should have its own listener listening for new service CSAR packages coming out of SDC. And if there is a model update for a particular kind of resource, it should automatically, just like every other component in ONAP, is also listening to those service CSAR packages. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before in the CPS architecture, that it would also have eventually, now that it's its own standalone component, it would also have listeners just like all the other major components. And I don't think anything special has to happen with this particular use case. Basically, Zoo is describing, some major artifacts got updated and associated with a particular resource, particular XNF, and that causes an update to services that you've defined, and they are going to. So when you design a service, you also tell what kind of resources that service will use. And in the end, you export all these services and service CSAR packages from SDC, not to be confused with the CSAR packages that are delivered by a vendor in the far left of the diagrams. And that should already be in the flow, but we can bring that up on Friday, Camel, to make sure that they're aware of that too.
Yeah, that function, I think, in CPS architecture is called the mirroring functions. Mm. It's not supported today, but it's in the architecture, and the Ericsson team has a plan to support it in the coming releases. So it's including two parts. One part is when the new package is being distributed, and that mirroring function need to update the template inside the CPS database. This is at the distribution phase. Second phase is when this configuration has been changed in the node. Then they will trigger some kind of CM notifications, and that will trigger the mirroring function inside CPS to synchronize the configuration data in the node and inside the database. But that function is not supported yet.
I have more clarification question if I got this right. So here in this example, you assume, for example, there's a new functionality. Those will be in the software package and these artifacts. I assume then also these, as Kimmel just said, the new Yang versions and Yang models might be also in the artifact. And for new alarms, do you consider then also to have a machine-readable way to get the new alarms so that those can be processed within ONAP?
The assumption that in the artifact there is some kind of like a PM Yang model file, and that will be distributed. So then the DCE can pick it up. And the only thing is that when we update the ANAI entry, we're assuming that when the DCE receive any alarms, it will look at the header. So look at the PNF instance and look at the model version, model invert ID, and then to find the right YAML file if he need to parse it. I think today this AE just receive and store the alarm. It is up to the application level behind the DCE if you want to analyze of the alarm, and that one need to look at the right YAML file in order to understand what the alarm it is.
And this YAML file is not in the artifacts of the package delivered by the vendor. This comes from somewhere else.
No, it's supposed to be a part of this artifacts.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Yeah. Thanks. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have a question. when you have a resource and it gets updated, in this case, to a new version, suppose I have lots of different services that are referencing this resource. Is it a manual thing that I need to repoint to the new thing, or is it automatically done, or what if I want to mix purposely some different ones?
What do you mean by reference?
So in the lower orange box, you have the service template name A, right? And every service that you create in design time, you can point to resources that you expect to use with that service, right? And so you have in the kind of yellowish box, the resource name M, resource name A, and it goes to software version 2.0, right? So suppose I have like three different services, name A, name B, name C, and they each reference this particular kind of resource. Does the service automatically update to the resources software version?
Or no, it's a manual update.
Manual, I see. Okay.
Yeah. In SDC, they allow you to do this manual update because in certain case, let's say you have ABC. I think you give me a very good example how to explain this. Let's say you have ABC, and maybe I only want to upgrade A and doesn't want to change anything in B and C. Mm-hmm. So that's why they give you the manual steps.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, you could have some services that you'd want to keep previous release, and you could upgrade others.
In SDC, this resource template, once it's distributed, you are not allowed to change it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a delete function.
Mm-hmm.
So it will stay there forever.
I see.
You have a version one there, and you create a version three here, a version two here, and this version one and version two will stay in the system forever.
I see. And it's referenced just by the UID. That's how it knows that's its...
It's referenced by the environment UID and the UID together.
The
UID is unchanged.
So in negative scenario, or the opposite scenario, let's say where you have two resources, PNF1, PNF2, I upgraded PNF1, and I have PNF resource 1 and PNF resource 2, and I have a service which is containing these two PNFs.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do upgrade of PNF1 successful, and the PNF PNF2 upgrade is... failed.
Mm-hmm. Failed.
So I will not proceed with the service upgrade, right?
No, it will stop in the middle.
Yeah. Okay.
Today we don't have automatically handling for that case. It's always ask the operator manually handle it.
So I have to roll back the two PNFs.
It depends, because sometimes rollback is an easy case that you just roll back everything. Or sometimes it's just maybe your link to the second PNF is broken. So you fix it and you can continue it.
Mm.
So it's really up to case by case. So that's why it's hard to define an automatic case. Okay, any more questions? Okay, I'm going to move on. So this is a service level upgrade workflow. Earlier I showed this, the resource level upgrade workflow. And the service level upgrade workflow is slightly different, that we have this service level preparation, upgrade and update and post check. So the preparation and the post check is easy, because preparation is just try to compare the two different versions to find out which PNF or VNF you want to do the upgrade. And they will create a list. This is for this multiple resource in one service template case. So if let's say you have three PNF inside and I only need to upgrade one, so this will create a list and say I need to update one PNF and then pass to the second one to do the update on that one. And at the end, it will update ANAI. And post-check is easy just to make sure everything works fine. So in the upgrade procedure, we don't define a complete new upgrade. This is just call this resource level upgrade. So if you have one PNF, it will call this PNF upgrade procedure once. If you have second one, it will come back to upgrade the second one as well, but calling the same upgrade procedure, just with different input parameter. So this is a service level upgrade workflow. And the way it defined that this upgrade workflow is just what we did in the Frankfurt release. So this is just reuse what we have today. And from the service level, this is a generic building blocks and you don't have to change it. The only thing you could change it is that one operator said, I don't like your PNF software upgrade. I want to define my PNF software upgrade workflow with a different name. And in that case, you can change the parameter inside this building block to say every time you call PNF software upgrade, you call my PNF software upgrade workflow. That can be changed by configuration parameters. Okay, so if I move on. This is a demo that we have. That we have this a system that has using just the one service template and with two PNF inside. And we do this, we first query the PNF status and then we demo how to upgrade a new PNF at onboarding. And then we demo the how to do the upgrade using the upgrade service level upgrade workflow. And at the end we query it again and to verify upgrade is complete. Is there any question for the demo case? If no, James, can you share your link?
James? Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop sharing. And Ben, please.
Yeah, I've already given him host, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. I think there's audio recording as well. So just let me know if I need to turn it up or not.
So I don't hear an audio. You might need to
service template and SDC. Oh, there we go. And if we go to composition, we see that there are two PNFs in the template. And both of those are on version one. Now we'll go to the PNF in the onboarding catalog. And create a new version. And we'll be selecting a new CSAR package with an upgraded software version. Now going back to the home screen, we'll select the demo PNF, check out, update the VSP. Now, if we check the properties assignment, we see that the software version is 4.0. And in the inputs, we need to manually update the default software version to the 4.0 also. Now we can check this back in. And now we can go back to our service template. And update both PNFs in the template to 2.0. Once both have been updated to 2.0, then we can certify the template and distribute. Now that has been distributed, we'll begin by getting the service model from ANAI. And we can see here for the ERIC service, we have two versions available. Now if we fetch the service instance, we can see that the model version ID matches version 1 in the model. Next, we will mount the two PNFs in the network and check the current software version on each. And we see here that there have been previous software upgrades done and the current version is 3.0. And when we fetch the data from ANAI, we see the same. Now on to the second PNF. See that this just has one version, 1.0, and again when we fetch from ANAI, the current version is 1.0. Now we'll execute the service level upgrade workflow, and we can see in the body of the request that our target software version will be PNF 4.0. Also note the model version for the service instance is 2.0. In the response, we get a request ID back. And we can use this ID then to fetch the orchestration status. And we can see from the response that the target software version was set to 4.0 and that the status is complete. Now let's look at the BPMN engine logs to show the different stages of the workflow. First, we have the pre-check. And we can see here that the PNF is PNF demo 1 and software version 4.0. The next stage then is to download the network software. And again, the same information is passed through. The third step in the workflow then is to activate the network software. And finally, then the post check. So this runs the same health check steps as the pre check. And then at the end of the logs, we see that the upgrade was completed successfully. This is the same response that sent back through the orchestration status. Now if we check on the two PNFs again, we should see the new target software version applied. So you can see here the activation is completed. And when we check the data in ANAI, we see it's been updated to 4.0. Now on the second PNF. Again, the new software version with status activation completed. The software version has been updated. Now if we fetch the service instance again, we see the model version ID has been updated, and this should match the second version in the model.
So I just have a quick question. I saw back there you had the mode could be synchronous or asynchronous. Can you say a little bit about the difference of how that works if it's set one way or the other?
The mode where now?
So back during the demo, I saw that under the action, when you have the any software upgrade, they were all there was an action choice of whether it was synchronous or asynchronous.
We will begin by looking at the service template in SD.
CDS request.
Yeah.
There is a mode, yeah.
Stages.
Yeah, right there. I see like action identifiers.
Mode asynchronous, yeah.
Mode async. Presumably there's a sync mode as well.
I think, well, yeah, probably because that could take some time, that's why it goes asynchronous. I'm not sure if synchronous is used at all for that.
Okay, so you expect somebody to use it async, but could it be done synchronously, or is we expect that to take so long that you shouldn't use it? I understand you shouldn't use it asynchronously, but it could be. And I guess in that case, it would wait for it to finish. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, that would just have to finish before the next step in the workflow executes.
I see.
Ben, this is the same thing. I mean, when for CDS, when we do config assign and config deploy,
mm-hmm.
I don't know there is the reason behind it, but they used to use async mode, even mm-hmm. for config assign and config deploy.
I see. Okay, great. Any questions for James or Zhu?
James, for the download, I mean, when CDS will trigger the download action, download network element software. I mean, if there is any, let's say, network issues or things, the process is hanged, so everything will stop, right?
When you say network issue, you mean the network?
The software cannot be downloaded.
If cannot be downloaded, they will return back with an indicator. It cannot be downloaded. Then it's up to the operator to decide if he wants to re-download it or he wants give up.
Yeah. One last question from my side. Maybe I don't know if this will be covered in the future or subsequent release. Have you considered the hybrid use case? For instance, when I have a Gnode B, let's say I have a DU is PNF and CU is VNF, and I want to upgrade both of them. So the process will still be the same, right?
The service level workflow will be the same. It is only at the resource level, it's slightly different. So
different.
It will run the PNF software upgrade for your DU, for instance, and the VNF upgrade procedure for your CU.
Okay.
And Zhu, I put the link in the chat for today's meeting. If you could upload your slides there, that'd be great. And I'll upload the recording there as well.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're at time. Thank you so much, Zhu and James, for this great presentation. That's really well done and professional. Thank you very much for attending, everybody, and hopefully see you at the next realization call. Thank you.
Thanks for organizing.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah.